Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We wanted to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Lonnie,
Marcia,
Yardi,
Dominique.
We all attend Round Valley High School in Covelo. Today our topics are respect, elders, and growing up Native in Mendocino County. We all live on the Round Valley Reservation in Covelo. It is a unique and remote place to live, 30 miles away from a highway. Most Mendocino County residents have heard of Covelo, but the majority have never seen it. Respect is the core of our topic today. Respect is often talked about, but can be difficult to define. We know when we receive it, it is a feeling of being honored and accepted. We know when we give it, it is a sense of admiration and high regard. We all want to feel respected by our parents, friends, and community.
There are many phrases about the word. Earn your respect, teach you some respect, self-respect, and respect yourself. There's a Spanish proverb, if you want to be respected, you must respect yourself. There's a Chinese proverb, respect for one's parents is the highest duty in civil life. There's a Pueblo saying, cherish youth, but trust old age. In Native American culture, the older people are called elders. They're respected as experienced survivors, never spoken to like children, and by tradition are always fed first. American youth as a group often feel disrespected by the older generations, and vice versa. They do not feel trusted, and sense that their experiences in growing up are thought of as foolish. Authority figures often want to teach them some respect, and often that teaching is not very respectful or compassionate.
Racism is built on disrespect. It is a blanket of contempt applied to others who do not share genetic or cultural similarities. It is common on a national scale within communities. It ranges from derision of individuals to wars. In our communities, youth often feel slighted and targeted by authority figures because of their race. Self-respect is a sense of confidence in oneself. It is influenced by how we are respected by others. It is often called self-esteem. It is expressed by pride and how much faith we have in ourselves. Without self-respect, our capabilities are extremely limited. We lose concern for success. Alcohol and other drugs often ease the pain for people who have learned to disrespect themselves. Some simulating drugs like meth and cocaine temporarily restore pride and confidence, only to lead to less self-respect when the substances are gone.
We are growing up on a reservation in an isolated valley in Mendocino County. Our reservation was created in 1850s on land native to the Yuki tribe. Over the next 30 years, natives from around Northern California were forced by soldiers to the valley, forming a community of many different tribes and languages. Each of us has multiple tribes in our heritage. The Round Valley schools are not on the reservation, but three-quarters are Native American. Covelo has been in the news in the past few years because of the large influx of white and Mexican marijuana farmers using public land. As residents of the valley, we see these people come in the spring and leave in the fall. This summer, they drew in large amounts of police trying to return public lands to the public. We want to talk about today is what respect is. Where does it come from? And does it only apply to people? We want to talk about elders and the relationship with youth. And we want to discuss growing up Native in Covelo and in the Mendocino County. We will talk for about 30 minutes, then we will open the phone lines for your insight and questions. We are in Willett's studio, and the phone number will be 707-456-9991. We will open those phones in about 30 minutes. Dominique, how do you define respect?
I think respect is about caring for someone in any way and treating someone how you want to be treated.
What about you, Yardi?
I think it's just the same thing as Dominique was saying, just having respect for everyone. Like, you would want the same respect you give them in just with everyone.
And I agree with their point of view. I also believe that respect is about having compassion for others, and really caring about others when they really need your help. What about you, Marcia?
I think respect is just treating people the way that you would want to be treated.
What about respect for elders? Do you think they get enough respect in the valley? Yeah, Marcia, sorry.
I would say they do, because some of us were raised to respect our elders.
Yeah. Dominique?
Yeah, I think they do. They shouldn't be treated like their children.
Yeah. What about you, Yardy? What do you think?
I think we just grew up our whole life hearing the word respect, and we make sure it's known that we are respectful kids towards our elders and even other people, just because we would want the same respect for us.
Yeah. A lot of kids in Round Valley also have been raised by their grandparents, and that could lead to a lot of respect towards them as well. But what about for parents? Do you respect your parents, Yardy?
Yes. My dad uses that word respect a lot, is because that's how he was raised by my grandma and grandpa, hearing that word respect. Just have respect for who gives you a home and who feeds you and keeps you warm, basically. And yeah.
Thanks. What about you, Dominique?
Yeah, respect with my mom. Yeah.
And Marcia, do you respect your parents?
Yeah, I respect them.
I definitely respect my parents. They have supported me through all my troubles and hardships, and without them, I'd probably be lost. That's why I definitely have to respect them.
Even single parents too, just parent with kids with only one parent helping them. I have a lot of respect for parents like that, is because they're doing it on their own and taking care of their kids by themselves and feeding them and everything.
Should anybody need to be taught respect, or is it just better to learn with the respect that you've learned from your parents?
Sometimes people have to be taught respect.
Yeah, sometimes. What about Yardy?
You have to be taught respect is because nobody wants to see you acting basically retarded.
And rude.
Rude, yeah. Everyone wants to know you as respectful, and I don't know. I just...
Marcia?
It depends. Some people need to be taught respect, because without respect, you wouldn't go nowhere in life.
What about people who try to take respect from others? Do they even deserve it? Dominique?
Depends. Like, if adults want respect from us, they have to give us respect also. They just can't straight up get it.
I agree with that. Definitely. What about you, Yardy?
The same thing as Dominique, that to get respect, they have to give you respect too. And that's how it always is going to be, and it needs to be. That's it.
Very interesting. What about you, Marcia?
I agree with them, because to earn respect, you need to give respect.
What about respect in the school? Do you respect the faculty?
There's some faculty that do not get respect from us because of the way they treat us. And yeah, treat us like we're ignorant kids sometimes, just because they don't know how we feel about things.
Or their lack of support for us?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Well, what about you, Yardy?
Some faculty and adults don't deserve the respect that we could give them, and even if we did, they might not give it back, and they just don't deserve to have the respect.
Would you like to add any more to that, Marcia?
Well, some staff, they treat us like we're little kids, like, but half of us, we know what to do. They don't need to treat us like, I don't know, I can't explain it right now.
What about towards the other students? Are there some students that you respect more than others, and why? Dominique?
Let me see about this. Some kids get deserve respect from how they act and how they treat other people. Like, we don't give kids respect if they push somebody around, or, you know, like, walk into a classroom and disrespect our teacher. And yeah, so we view things differently. I don't know how to explain it.
What about you, Marcia? Do you respect some students more than others?
Well, to me, I would say yeah, because some people I knew longer than others. But in all, I respect everybody that I know, just how I am.
What about you, Yardy?
Some staff members, I actually like them, and I think sometimes when the students come in and act disrespectful and not respect them, it makes me mad because
they have no reason to do it.
They have no reason to, do it. They just come in and do it. And
to make them look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, take their anger out on whoever they want.
Yeah. Well, I think some people deserve respect even if they don't show it, because maybe they lack that positive respect influence on their lives. And without that, all they know is disrespect. And without a positive influence on them, how are they ever going to change? But that's just my point of view. What about other schools? Have any schools shown disrespect to our school, or maybe even more respect than others?
Yeah, actually, they have, people that come here, well, come to Covelo and play sports and everything, they come here and Covelo and trash our bathrooms and overly disrespect people. Like, a kid was called, what was it?
An older adult there that had a stroke was called retarded.
Oh,
and they don't know nothing about him and what's his condition and everything, and they just come and straight up say, move this retard out of the way, basically. And growing up, that makes everyone mad, because we do know what respect is, and we respect everyone there, and for them to say that really annoys a lot of people.
That's really hurtful to people, too. What about towards other races? Have you been shown disrespect just because of your race, Yardy?
No, not really. Not me. I haven't. I've heard racist things about other people. And I'm the same race, but it's not directed towards me, because a lot of people like me.
Does it still affect you, though?
No.
Oh. What about you, Dominique?
Yeah, I have, because I'm African-American, so I've been made fun of for, stupid crap, but I don't really want to talk about it, because it'll make me mad.
Okay. Marcia, would you like to add?
Mine's just like Yardy. I mean, we're the same race, and people have been disrespected, but not directly to me, it's just about my race.
What about self-respect? Shouldn't people have to respect themselves before they get respect from others? What do you think, Marcia?
I would say yeah, because if you want respect, you have to respect yourself before you get it.
So, in your opinion, what are some traits of self-respect?
I would say just carrying yourself, just holding your head held high and
not
just
making a fool of yourself, getting...
Not going into some place and thinking you're all that. Coming into a place and just being you.
Staying out of the drugs and violence and actually attending class, also... Cleaning yourself right.
Yeah.
Don't be the person everybody hears about on Monday that did something really dumb over the weekend.
Yeah.
I like those ideas. But what about the people that do drugs and everything because they have nothing else to do? Do you still think they should deserve respect even though they lack any positive influence on their social lives?
Yeah, because there's not really anything to do in Covelo. And I could understand from past experience, maybe. Some kids just do some kind of drugs and stuff because there's nothing else to do in our small little town we have, so they can't find anything else better to do. Yeah, they earn respect, I think.
What about you, Yardy?
I don't think they deserve the respect at all is because they're making the choices to do drugs and alcohol. That's their choice, and even if you try to help them, sometimes they don't want the help. They think they're all right doing it and everything, and I don't think they deserve respect if they're just continuing to make those choices.
Well, I think if they need help, well, they need help.
Well, sometimes they do not want the help at all. They just push you away, and maybe they don't deserve it.
Everybody needs support. It's just their acceptance of the support that is lacking.
Yeah.
What about growing up in Covelo? Is it mostly positive or negative on your life? Yardy?
It's both in a lot of ways. Positive because you grow up knowing everyone, you know what goes on. You get to learn about your culture and everything. And it's negative because there's a lot of negative things said about natives and the valley and everything about the valley. And it's not everyone, it's certain people and things that happen.
Well, Marcia, what's your point of view?
I would have to say the same as Yari, because the positive thing is you grow up in a beautiful place like Round Valley. I mean, it's perfect. But I mean, to other people, it may not be perfect. I mean, there's a lot of negative things that go on in Covelo, but not everybody in Covelo does something negative. I mean, to me, it's both.
I like Covelo because of the lack of outside interaction, which really keeps us away from all the outside things that really destroys most communities, like franchising and industrializing small rural places and making them into giant businesses. It really is harmful for the students and kids that grow up in those places. What about you, Dom? What do you think?
I think when you grow up here, you learn about... Oh, I just thought about it. You learn about things more at a younger age. You experience more things at a younger age. To have more thought about how life's gonna go. Like, when you get to like high school or something, you know a lot already. You know what's right and wrong. You pretty much experience most of it already by the time you hit high school.
What about Round Valley's history? Would anybody like to go over that?
I guess that Round Valley history, it's been through a lot. Round Valley has been through a lot. But in the end, without all that history that what went on, Covelo wouldn't be what it was today.
Even with soldiers dragging the Indians to a little plot of land and keeping them like it was a concentration camp? I mean, seriously, they were all just taken from their native homes and then dragged across hundreds of miles and then put on this little tiny piece of land that was given to them and then told that they couldn't leave. I wouldn't really enjoy that. Really negative things right there.
And we were forced to forget our language.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's kind of messed up because they gave you guys, they said this is, you guys could have this piece of land, but then they still try to control it and everything.
Mm-hmm. What about outsiders growing pot on our land and giving us a bad reputation because of it? How does that make you feel? Yardy?
It makes me feel disrespected, like they're destroying a beautiful valley and making all the people there look bad and everything. But there is like not a lot of job opportunities in Round Valley, so that's probably one of the only things you can do to make money and have nice things.
Yeah, because most of the people that live in Round Valley do not have jobs and everything, and that's one of the things that we keep ourselves, you know, like living, have a house over our heads and everything is because we have no job opportunities. There's one store and one gas station. There's really no place to work. And that's probably the only thing that we have to do.
So it's just part of everybody's daily life then, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But doesn't it bring in a lot of problems, like gangs?
We don't really have gangs, I don't think.
It just brings a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Could you explain that?
It just brings a lot of things that Covelo really doesn't need, like shootings or just fights and cops, you know, always in Covelo. And I don't know, I think that it's not cool what they do, bring all the weed and everything, all their guns and everything in Covelo. And there's other people there that live there and want to have a happy life.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about the police looking at people on the reservation as if they were less than white people? How does that make you feel?
Pretty disrespected.
What about you, Dom?
Makes me feel like everything's still prejudice. I don't know how to explain it. Like, everything, like, all the racism's still here. Nobody's equal. It's just, like, we're still in the 1950s.
Yeah. What about you, Yardy? Have anything to add?
I think the police are someone you should want to trust and go to, and know you can go to them without them judging you of whatever race you are, and actually listening to you instead of being like, maybe you're the one causing trouble. I don't know.
Let's talk about the lack of social places to meet. I mean, all we have is really our houses and Building Horizons. We have no arcades, skate parks, Healthy Start, nothing. It kind of affects our sociality, don't you think?
Yeah, even the kids at one point tried to make a skate park, and then the adults, like, tore it down, didn't they?
Yeah, over by the store.
Yeah. Us kids try to do stuff better for us, but no, the adults don't think it's the right thing to do or something.
Well, sometimes they don't look at change as a good thing. Sometimes they just look at it as a big mess.
Yeah. Like, we used to have an arcade and stuff here, right? What happened to that?
Yeah, then...
About 8 years ago, some people decided that they didn't want the bottle shop that was right next to it, so they burnt down the bottle shop and they took the arcade with it. Which is really detrimental to the health of our whole community, if you think about it. With no place for kids to hang out and stay away from drugs and bad influences, it's really negative.
Yeah, so yeah. Now everybody has nothing to do. That's why people sit at home and just...
do drugs.
Yeah, do drugs.
Drink their life away.
Yeah, drink all weekend. Yeah, that's what everybody looks for on the weekends. Yeah, it's Friday. We get to go drink. All we have.
What about adults' hypocrisy against youths using drugs? As in them using drugs and being totally against it when youth use it. What do you think about that, Dominique?
Well, first of all, I think if they do drugs, they cannot tell you not to, because it's hypocritical, and the adults that tell us don't, and they don't do drugs themselves, is they have to see why the person is doing it. Maybe it's the only thing that can make them feel happy, but that's kind of pathetic also.
I think some of the people are hypocritical about the whole issue of the youth using drugs because they see their own lives, and they don't really want that for their youth, and they're just trying to keep them away from it all. What do you think about it, Yardy?
I think sometimes they don't enforce it enough. Even if they do it, they just say don't do it, and they need to enforce it more instead of everyone being like, oh, they're trying because they don't want their kids to end up like them. They need to do something, really get up and enforce it. Take all that away from them.
What about you, Marcia?
I think if parents tell their kids not to do drugs or drink alcohol, and in the end they do the same thing, I think they need to step up as a parent and show your kids that you don't want them to end up like you. You want them to be better and have a better life.
I like that point of view. What about fighting on the reservation with different races or even with your own families? Does anybody have anything to say about that?
Well, the one time we had a big fight at the school with a different race was, yeah, they were taunting and, like, following the kids down the road, and we weren't even really doing anything. We were just, like, you know, wondering, like, what the hell? And then they, like, start calling a bunch of boys out, then everybody fought in front of the courthouse.
So do you think it was disrespectful of all the people that fought for fighting, even though they were egged on into it?
Yeah, but some people... Yeah, I think it is. Like, they should have just kept walking, but you...
But then, in the end, those other kids were taunting them about their race. And some people, they can't take it. I mean, because you're proud of who you are and what your race is. Some people just... It ticks them off. Or we're at that point, you know, you just stop talking about my race and... Some people just can't handle it.
They already tried walking away and everything, and they just kept following.
And they just followed them.
Yeah. And then there was fights all week because of that. Then that's how the sheriffs got here, right?
So a lot of prejudice led to a lack of respect there, then. What about fights between families on the reservation? I mean, people just... fight just because they're Lincoln or Hanover or Britain and stuff like that. I mean, what's the point of it all?
They're just bored with their own lives, I think. They all just want to fight because there's nothing else to really do but fight over who has more money, who's this and that. I don't know.
Yeah, if one person from a family gets an altercation, the whole family has to get into it.
Mm. When really they're probably all related, probably brother and sister.
And they're messing up their own... their whole family for that, making everybody mad at each other for that one little thing.
Yeah.
That really gives Covelo a bad rep.
How about bullying? Is that really disrespectful when you pick one person out of a group and just start egging on them? Because to me, that's really disrespectful. Not to just that one person, but to yourself and everybody around you. What do you think, Yardy?
I think it is disrespectful, but we don't really have that problem in our school. It's just certain kids want to say something to someone, and pretty soon it's like all of us are going to be on that person saying stuff because we all care about each other. And
If at one point we know that person's starting to get hurt and like it's really hurting them, that's when we'll jump in and everything. If we think those people are just like having fun, like, you know, just... teasing and stuff, we'll leave it. But if that person will start sitting there putting their head down hurt,
we'll all go in.
Yeah.
So it's like one big family then. Everybody supporting each other.
Yeah.
And I've been called a bully many times to this certain kid, student, but he just says stuff. And I know I'm bigger, but just him keeps saying things that's going to make me mad. And yeah, I'm going to do something if you want to keep saying stuff. That's...
Yeah, and another kid is being a... accused of being bullied when he sits there saying racist remarks to all of us.
Our school is like one big just weird family. I mean, because it's so small. Some people might not like each other, but in the end something happens where we all need to come together. We eventually come together as a family.
Like if we see someone being picked on by another person, it'll anger that one, and then
everyone else will get angry and have your back.
Yeah, we'll stick up for you.
Yeah.
If we see it. Hopefully we see it.
How about the difference between white attitude towards elders and native attitude towards elders? There's a pretty big difference there, don't you think?
I think natives grow up hearing more the word respect than more white people do, and it's just, they, I'm not saying white people don't have respect, it's, they do get taught respect, but not as much as we do. We hear that word every day, yeah. Respect your elders, respect everyone, if you want that respect, and...
Yeah, like, it's not all white people, just some of the white kids we go to school with, we don't really see them have respect for adults in any way. But we're not saying all white people, so don't think that way.
What raises your self-respect? You know, like, school, sports, and helping out? What kind of stuff like that helps raise your self-respect for yourself? Dominique? Oh, what about you, Yardy?
Sports. I love basketball. I love baseball. Keeps me away from drugs and out of trouble, something to do instead of getting drunk and doing drugs and partying and everything.
I know when I'm at work and I'm doing a good job, I know I'm really happy, and it really raises my self-respect for myself when I'm actually doing a good job and I get it done.
And you get paid.
That too. What about you, Marcia?
And I would say the same.
All right. We are going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth in the listening audience. Please call if you have questions or insights about respect, elders, or growing up native in Mendocino County. How would you define respect? What makes you respect someone? Did you need to learn how to respect others, or is it a natural state? What do you think of when you hear, "I'm going to teach you some respect"? Should people respect things other than other people, such as the earth? What about self-respect? Where does it come from? Can it be nurtured? Do you think that there is much racism in Mendocino County? If so, how can it be reduced or eliminated? Do the youth or elders respect each other in your community? Are elders treated as wise people? What is your impression of Covelo? Have you been there? Do you know the history of the area? Are you familiar with any of the other reservations in our community? The phone number is 456-99991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be part of this discussion on respect, elders, and growing up native in Mendocino County.
So we were supposed to list 3 positive things about living in Covelo.
Hi.
Oh, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. I want to say I have great respect for each one of you for doing this show. Everything that you're saying is really helpful. I'm an adult. I'm an elder, and it's very helpful to hear young people discussing such issues as respect, and I could really identify with all that you're saying and have the warmest my heart. So thank you for being willing to do this. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your support, and we're just glad to be able to get our point of view out.
Well, she sounds so sweet.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Ditto. And you give me hope that someone else is coming up through the ranks. Here's my question. Where do you get your local news? Or do you listen to the news, either state, federal, or international? And is this starting to weave a pattern to you? Because this all does boil down to respect. Respect is you for participating, and respect for us, your listeners. So I would like to know where your news comes from, and if you hear it. Thank you.
Well, I get my news usually from the radio, and I listen to what happens in the community around us, and I just listen, and I look at what happens, and how we could change what happens, and I'm just glad that I'm here trying to be a positive influence on those around me, and I don't know. Everything just revolves around respect, and without respect for others and ourselves, there's, like, nothing else out there, so we just gotta learn to respect everybody, even ourselves.
Yeah, most of us really don't watch the news, we just kinda know what's right and wrong.
Give us a call at 456-9991. Please. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a comment and a question. I think my comment would be, when you're talking about self-respect, I actually think that it's like you need to get respect from others first in order to have self-respect. You need to get respected enough so that you're carrying some around in you, and then you can have self-respect. And then I think you need, like, guidance and discipline from your elders and from your betters or whatever to then learn how to give respect to others, others that are your elders or your betters. They might be better at something, at a sport or whatever, but to be able to easily and cheerfully give respect to your elders and your betters, and then to actually, as an older sibling or if you're better than somebody else or older than somebody else, then out of a sense of respect for your community and for your creator, you would want to be cultivating that same self-respect in your youngers and your lessers. So I don't agree that you have to have self-respect first. I think that you have to be given respect first. And then my question would be, how do you see, what does people feel about respect between males and females? And I'll listen off the air. Thanks.
Okay. I see where you're going with the whole having respect from others before you can learn self-respect. And I think you are kind of true about that. With getting respect from others is where you learn how to get self-respect for yourself. But on the term of having respect for the opposite sex, so that is a very important thing. Because some people don't even have respect for the opposite sex, and they treat them like nothing. And that's just wrong. Do any of you guys have anything to say about that?
Well, yeah, some girls are treated like they cannot do stuff like certain sports or male activities. But I met this woman, she was out there with all the men, like, cutting down trees and, like, doing all the men stuff, you know. She's all, like, shorter than me, and I'm, like, 5 foot nothing. But she was sitting out there with all those guys going every day, and, yeah.
What about you, Marcia? What do you think about people getting disrespected just because of their sex?
I think it's not cool. I mean, everyone's should be respected as a person, who they are, not just what sex they are, what race they are. It's just respect.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi there. I appreciate you guys having this show and putting your energy towards it. It's really refreshing to hear this afternoon. I'm a 28-year-old male resident of Mendocino County, and I resonated a lot with what the young people were saying about being bored, and I remember spending a lot of my young years bored and complaining to my mom about being bored, and I had an arcade in my town, and my dad took me there regularly, and I had lots of video games and stuff, so I don't know, I was still bored, and so that resonated with me, and I kind of know what it feels like growing up feeling that way. But now in my life. I feel like I can't even, it's hard to imagine being bored again. I've gotten really into wild foraging and getting to know the plants and animals of the hills. And like yesterday, I spent a large amount of my day gathering bay nuts because they're falling off the trees right now. They're so delicious. I'm sure some of you have tasted bay nuts plenty. And I was just wondering what came to my mind when I was hearing that about what it's like being a young person in Kovolo. I wondered what is standing in the way of a young person, especially of Native descent, like experiencing what I'm experiencing right now, like this abundance of work to be done and like beautiful things to experience in nature, like, you know, like the acorn harvest, you know, and like bay nut harvest and hunting and like all these really amazing things that I've just been learning about and I'm so grateful to be learning about and experiencing. And I'm wondering what, if y'all have that experience or what you think might stand in the way of it. Like, is it private property? Is it lack of elders that are sharing these ways, or anyone want to comment on that?
Okay. Well, thanks for your support, and we'd just like to say that mostly it's the lack of elders helping us to guide us down that path for us to do that, but yeah, we do try to get as much into the nature as we can, but our culture has really been just destroyed with all the interventions and stuff that has happened with outside communities, and it's really injured the people of our community a lot. But thank you.
Yeah, my other question, if I may, is do you feel like people, maybe even if you can just speak for yourselves, would be interested in, like, say, even a you know, enthusiastic white person, like, who, I'm no expert and I didn't have these ways passed down to me, but I've learned a little bit, like, do you think you guys would be interested in, like, being taken out, you know, like into the Yoli Bullies, for example, or like some really abundant, beautiful wild space near Kovolo, like, do you think that tribal youth are interested in like learning these ways from wherever it may come from or anything like that?
I'm sure a lot of kids in Kovolo would love to learn how to do that stuff because it's part of our natural tradition. What about you, Yardi? What do you think?
I think in Round Valley, all around the valley, there is, like, in the hills and all the nature and stuff, there's marijuana growing out there and there's a lot of farms out there, so you don't really want to go out there unless you're prepared to get shot or something and want to die. And that's, like, another thing taken away because of...
Yeah, like, that. My boyfriend tried to go up hunting one day, and they all ran into this marijuana garden, and they had to, like, walk away quietly. They were all scared. Like, they had to just leave.
Yeah. And those really do limit our ability to do those things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. I've experienced that myself walking around these hills. Definitely walked into more than one grow, and I think that the violence surrounding that and the paranoia is truly a big tragedy. But I guess I just encourage, and you know, myself and others to still just, you know, go to the forest. You know, it's like we walk in peace. We're out here like loving this land, and we're trying to find food. And like, I don't know. I don't think everybody is like ready to just shoot on sight. You know what I mean? So that's just my thought. But thank you for hearing my thoughts. And
well, thank you for your point of views.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, give us a call at 456-9991. So, what are some of your favorite things about the valley? Yardi?
It's not really polluted and you have a breath of fresh air every day.
Yeah,
that is likely. Oh, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, the fella that just called, the 28-year-old that was suggesting, was asking if anybody would be interested going out with him and exploring things that he does. It'd be a great idea if he could call back and leave a number of ways that he could be contacted for anybody who did want to share that experience with him. Thanks.
No problem.
So if that guy heard that, I think she wants you to call back and leave some kind of address or number or something.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I appreciate hearing your thoughts about self-respect and what life is like in Round Valley. And I'd also like to hear what each of you might be thinking about doing in the future. You know, when you graduate from high school, are you thinking about being able to stay somehow or moving out into particular realms of work or the world? So I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Well, my personal point of view is I really want to go into the sciences because science is just very interesting to me. Either it be biomedical, astrophysical, it's all very interesting. What about you, Marcia?
Well, I have a lot of things that I want to do in life, but I'm still thinking about what I really wanted to do, so... What about you, Yardy?
I want to stay in the valley and kind of... I do want to go to school and everything and finish school up, but return to the valley and kind of... make something there for kids, because... Like that guy was saying, he knows how it is to be... Have nothing to do, basically, and... I want to make something for youth to go to and have and not have their life like mine is right now and just nothing to do but sit around all day.
Well, I want to... Well, I'm going to have a baby pretty soon, and I want to be the best mother that I can. People might think that I'm ignorant and dumb for my decisions that I have made, but... I'm going to really try to do this. I'm going to go to college still. And if it has to be an online course, I will do that. I'm just going to try my hardest at what I need to do.
Thank you for that, Dominique. Well, give us a call at 45... Oh, shit. Give us a call at 456-9991. You know, some... Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I couldn't take the silence. You guys...
Well, thank you.
And you deserve and should get a lot of respect for what you're doing, and just wanted to say that you're a terrific group of kids, and I hope everything goes well for you the rest of your lives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for that. So as we sit here, I guess we should just talk about respect a little bit. So, here's a few phrases that have been said by people. I'm not concerned with your liking or disliking of me. All I ask for is that you respect me as a human being. By Jackie Robinson. Or, he removes the greatest ornament of friendship who takes away from it respect. Cicero. There was no respect for youth when I was young, and now that I am old, there is no respect for age. I missed it coming and going. J.B. Priestley. I don't know what a scoundrel is like, but I know that what a respectful man is like, and it's enough to make one's flesh creep. Joseph de Maistre. We never respect those who amuse us, however we may smile at their comic power. Marguerite Gardin. Then. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Augustine. I'm the 28-year-old fellow that just called earlier. I appreciate that idea, and I'm willing to share my contact information if anyone is interested in it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I moved to Mendocino, I've wanted to reach out to the Native community just because I know you know, how much they've, you know, their lives have been, you know, the culture's been destroyed, and, you know, how hard that is, and I just wanted to share, but I felt reluctant to just kind of, like, waltz into a reservation, like, how can I help you guys, you know, so, I don't know, an invitation, you know, to come and share, I don't know, would be great, and I can just give you my phone number right now?
That would be very...
Okay, cool. So it's
707-972-0146. Okay.
And, I don't know, since, on the airwaves again, I wanted to ask you guys another question, and make a comment. I've really appreciated, hearing respect over and over again in this conversation of respect. I don't feel like in my community or in the culture I grew up in, it's heard enough. And it's just been really good for me to think about that this afternoon. And I think growing up the way that I did, the way that I've come to relate to respect is like, I respect what sort of like earns my respect, or like who like earns my respect. And so like for me, Mother Nature, like, always has earned my respect by being so generous and kind and loving and wise, you know? And so, like, for me, I'm always respecting nature because it's earned my respect since I was born, you know? But sometimes I wonder, I'm curious how you guys think about respecting elders that haven't exactly earned our respect through their actions, you know? Or even, like, say, police, for example, like, might not always be honest or kind or any of those things, and should we respect them just because they've been on the planet longer than us, even though they may not have lived in a good way? And I'll take your guys' input off the air. Thanks for being receptive.
I don't think it's that the age that really matters, but the fact that they're actually a being, or not even being at all, but actually just existing, gives someone a right to receive respect in some way, shape, or form, no matter what. And if you don't know if somebody deserves respect, it's better to just give them the better end of it all and just give them respect anyways, because everybody deserves a little bit of respect, no matter what. Anybody else? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you. I just want to let you know how much I respect all of you for helping the community reach a higher level of positive thoughts and respect. And I'd like to ask, what advice would you give newcomers to Round Valley who would like to become a part of positive change? And I'll take that answer off the air, too. Thank you.
Don't come to Round Valley with a stereotypical thought of how we all are. First, you have to meet us and see how we all act first. Then... I don't know.
If you come and be all nice to everyone, it's most likely you're going to get walked all over by the kids who just come in and be disrespectful, and everyone who just disrespectful. And you got to kind of...
show us that you're dominant and you have authority and you deserve respect.
Yeah.
But you can't straight up push it on, like, rude and immature, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, what could be done to help with the youth in Govalo? I mean, me myself personally, I think we should, like, have a group for the youth and, you know, keep them off the streets when they're not in school, so they're not doing stupid things to get them in trouble.
Have, like, little activities or something. Or...
yeah. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, could you give the number of the fella who called and left his number for contact?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
And what, did you get his name?
I think it was...
Augustine?
Yeah, Augustine.
Augustine, huh?
Yeah, it's 707.
Uh-huh.
972.
Mm-hmm.
0146.
0146. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. Okay, what could be done to help youth in Covelo? You're talking about that?
I think a lot of things that could help youth in Covelo become
to change and help them see different ways instead of, I can say, just activities, clubs, something to have fun and help them
keep us occupied.
Yeah.
So we don't have to sit there bored and, yeah.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. I've always felt that respect is at least a two-way street, if not a four-way street. And, you know, if you go down the wrong side of the road, you're going to get in a head-on collision. And people really need to realize that everybody needs to be treated fairly and equally and have an opportunity to do so. Along the lines with, I believe his name was Augustine, you said?
Yeah.
I've always felt very similar to that, and sometimes I've gone alone out into nature, especially when I've been disrespected and disrelated to Mother Earth and space and the sky. And one of the things that I really love is astronomy and watching how the phases of the moon change. And in fact, a very rare event is coming up May 20th of this coming year. We're going to have an annular eclipse, which means there's a ring around the moon. And that'll occur at like 6:20 in the evening. Will be the peak of it, and it'll set into the sea with this moon in front of the sun with a ring around it. And to me, that's always fascinating. It's going to go right over, they said, Reno, and we're on that same latitude.
Can you give us the day of that one more time? The eclipse?
It's of 2012. Interesting, it's in 2012. It's going to go right over us. And it's a very rare eclipse, even more rare than a total eclipse, because the ring around the moon is that the moon is farther away from the Earth and it doesn't quite cover the sun. But to me, that's a fascinating thing that's coming up. I also like seeing how the moon changes its position every night. It's where it comes up and where it sets.
That's
something to look forward to, and I would suggest that you look at how the planets wander and look at some of the ancient wisdom that's available. And I've found many books on indigenous cultures and ancient stories and things in the library, a good old library, and thank goodness we're getting that back, hopefully in our counties. I hope that they return to service the library in Covelo. And also what you're doing right now, is there any kind of an opportunity to do youth radio from the school or to be on a youth newspaper? I think it's really important to have an opportunity for events to be written about and the news that's going on. Oh, and one of the things about the night sky is falling stars and just going into a dark place and enjoying the space in the night and Milky Way. So that would be my suggestion, along with those hikes that Augustine is proposing.
Well, thank you for those point of views about astronomy. And yeah, it would be very interesting to have our own radio station at the school and stuff. It'd give us a good way to communicate with each other inside and outside of the classroom.
Yeah, we'll talk to our principal about that.
Ham radio is a way to communicate with the world, and that's kind of been a lost art, and ham radio people are really looking for, especially young people, to teach about this and to have an opportunity to communicate with each other. And you become a very important point in emergencies, like if there's a fire or something, you're relied on, and you're looked to for information on earthquakes, et cetera, when other communications may be down. All those cell towers and all the lines, PG&E and the telephone companies may be down, and you're the most important person on the planet at that point. So thank you very much, and I just wanted to offer those points for you to think about.
Thank you, too.
Well, that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Lonnie,
Marcia,
Gardy,
and Dominique.
Thanks to our callers, one of the purposes of the show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willett Studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with the Safe Schools, Healthy Students Bronco Project, building resiliency opportunities for the Northern County. For more information about the Bronco Problem, please call Pat Sanborn at 459-5314 or email at psanborn@mcoe.us. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by email or by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. And there you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Because the first Sunday of January is New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, we will move Youth Speaks Out to the third Sunday of the month. That's January 15th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you January 15th. Thanks for listening.